It's 86 degrees and a little cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A nasty stomach bug that won't go away has popped up across several states, including Tennessee. It's called Cyclospora, and it tends to occur in the summer months, May through August. Public health experts say it's commonly associated with fresh foods that may have been grown using soil or water contaminated by feces. That includes bagged salad mixes and kits, fresh herbs like basil and cilantro, raspberries, and fresh vegetable trays. Cleaning the produce may not always do the trick. It's highly resistant to disinfectants. Symptoms are similar to a typical stomach bug, but they can be intense and difficult to treat. It's not fatal, and it's not passed from person to person. There is medication to treat it. The high cost of real estate in Middle Tennessee is driving more families to consider multi-generational living. Kristen Darden is a realtor with personal experience. Her family and her parents sold their homes in Spring Hill so they could afford a larger place together, closer to town. She says the situation works best when families speak openly about finances and expectations before moving in together.
It's not going to be the same as your childhood. Hopefully the food is still good, but it's not going to be the same. So you have to sit down and really be intentional about how are we going to help each other lift the load? What's going to actually be alleviated and what problems are going to be solved by moving in together?
Darden also helps clients find multi-generational homes. She strongly recommends making sure the home has a separate entrance for each generation. This is Nashville's episode about multi-generational living also revealed there are 26,000 unoccupied rooms in the homes of seniors in our area. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or at thisisnashville.org. More than 1,200 pounds of litter and debris were removed from Nashville's Sulphur Creek this week. That's a tributary of the Cumberland River that runs through Jolton. Litter often gets caught in the smaller waterways that feed into the Cumberland. Fox 17 reports the most common trash items found were plastic, mostly water bottles and shopping bags. They also pulled out a dishwasher and heavy metal trash left there by a landowner and by a tornado. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio.